don't just support birthing women or mothers, you know, they join a team, and to be in the birth space with a midwife and to, you know, to help each other out, you know, you do such a beautiful dance with midwives and obstetricians and other people on birth teams.
Welcome back to This Little Life, an impromptu and lively discussion diving into the big and little issues of parenting and beyond. Well, childbirth, it's a word that can trigger 100 different emotions, from joy to fear and back again. Then you head home with a tiny human and everything else goes out the window. But what about mum, and how are we helping them through this massive life transformation? Well, Vanessa Werner believes we can do better. As a doula, her passion is empowering women during pregnancy, birth, and recovery. Inspired by traditional Chinese medicine, her goal is to create a respectful birth culture for all mothers. But what does that look like, and how do we achieve this? Should all women have a doula? Join us as we tackle the ultimate childbirth conundrum, to doula or not. And welcome, Vanessa. Thanks so much for joining us today. And I believe you're a certified pre- and postnatal educator, a birth doula, and a neurosomatic therapist. That is some resume, I must say. And I'm dying to know what does all that involve?
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be here. I guess I've built my career up on different layers of healing modalities, which started with my studies of the nervous system. And these were all instigated by my dad's diagnosis of Parkinson's disease many years ago. So I wanted to investigate how our life experiences, trauma, stress, all impact our well-being. So working out of an integrative wellness clinic, I began supporting postpartum mothers as they healed from their birth. And I continued to dive deeper, naturally wanting to understand how and why the modern day birth environment is causing so many women to have traumatic experiences. So to do this, I ultimately needed to be in the birth space. So I became a birth doula, supporting women as they birthed, whether that was at home, in the hospital, or at a birth center. And then naturally this involved weaving in my certifications for prenatal education as well.
Fantastic. Well, it's a fascinating area of health for so many reasons. But tell me, for those who may not be familiar with the concept, you know, what is a doula, and how do you support a mother during pregnancy and childbirth and postpartum?
Yeah, the word doula is originally from ancient Greek. It means a woman who serves. So we now refer to a doula as someone that is professionally trained to provide continuous emotional, physical, and informational support to women throughout their pregnancy, their birth, and on into their postpartum. So a birth doula is separate from the medical system, and they cannot perform medical procedures, unlike our midwives. But they are trained and primed in the protocol for childbirth with that knowledge of female and baby physiology. A postpartum doula, she cares for a mother, ensuring she's nurtured throughout her recovery in the way of cooking, cleaning, helping with newborn feeds, just being that steady constant, that steady support. So the biggest benefit of having a doula is that you have a woman, you have someone who is trained and experienced with labor, with birth, with postpartum, and their priority and sole job is to support you as you need that support.
I'm sitting here thinking, why in goodness name didn't I have a doula for my two? But anyway, had I known this is what they would do, I would have been well on it. But I mean, there's so many questions, but one of the ones I'm keen to ask is, you know, do you see the concept of a doula or the adoption of mums using doulas increasing here, well, predominantly in Australia and New Zealand, or is it a case that you're seeing, you know, other cultures, are they more kind of adoptive and willing to use doulas than here?
Yeah, it has been interesting. I think at the moment, many are only just starting to understand that the word doula even exists, let alone you know, really understanding what it is we might do or the support that they provide. Coming from London and Canada and now New Zealand, it's been very interesting to be a part of the different communities of birth internationally and to see how doulas are recognized or even how they're used. So in Canada, it is very common to have a doula. There's a huge community there of birth workers, and they are beautifully intertwined with, you know, the medical system as well. Midwives are aware of them. And that's a piece that I'd like to speak to, is that doulas don't just support birthing women or mothers, you know, they join a team. And to be in the birth space with a midwife and to, you know, to help each other out, you know, you do such a beautiful dance with midwives and obstetricians and other people on birth teams, if they're aware of the support that you're able to give them. You know, we really can lighten the load for midwives during a labor. You know, if we have a long labor and the midwife's already been there for, you know, 12, 24 hours, it's to have that second person, which makes such a difference.
Fascinating, isn't it?
So Canada's been great, but coming to New Zealand and Australia, we're still waking up to the support that's available in the way of a doula.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And is the support within the birthing suite, as you say, I mean, is the level of willingness to for a doula to participate similarly shared by midwives and obstetricians, or is there kind of like the new guard and old guard, or is it just everyone's very happy to have a doula participating in the childbirth?
Yeah, it's definitely different for every sort of client or mother that I've supported. The midwives are a lot more open to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think because they've had opportunities to work with doulas or to understand a bit more about how a doula helps. Obstetricians are very much based in the surgical world of birth, and obviously there's only so far a doula can get into that world. Obviously, we're not medically certified in that sense. So if we were to be working alongside obstetricians, it's more in the way of connecting with them on a phone call and letting them know that you're supporting their client.
Okay.
And some are great, some are open to that. And, you know, that relationship develops and that communication is two-way throughout the birth and throughout the pregnancy, into the birth. And others sort of continue on their way and work as they know how and how they do best. So it really is a testing of the waters with each pregnancy, with each birth, and dependent on the teams involved.
It's fascinating, isn't it? And tell me, I suppose in that similar vein in your experience then, what are some of the common misconceptions around a doula?
Again, you know, people are still waking up to a doula exists. There needs to be that clear communication about a doula not being able to perform medical procedures. And there also needs to be that communication that we are ultimately there to provide emotional and informational support and physical support where needed, but the birthing woman, the mother, you know, she has to also accept responsibility for her journey in the way of her own research, her own decisions, having her own discussions, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Doulas can't really be seen as the backup plan if all falls through.
Yeah.
And it is every mother, every client relationship is so different, and it's just so important to have those conversations and to clear up any misconceptions or expectations before working with one.
It's really interesting. Because a friend of mine did use a doula and couldn't speak highly enough of the doula that she had through her couple of pregnancies. So, you know, this is really fascinating to hear firsthand from a doula around their journeys. And I'm fascinated about your journey, Vanessa, because I understand that you grew up in Hong Kong and traditional Chinese medicine was a big part of your upbringing. How does that currently shape or influence your career now?
Yeah, it was a very different childhood, that's for sure. I was very lucky to have such an amazing upbringing there in that Chinese culture. But it taught me that there are many layers to how we need to approach the treatment of an ailment or disease. It also taught me to observe and to listen to the physical, the mental, the emotional symptoms, you know, they are the messengers, and use these to work with the root cause of an illness, not just to treat the branches of it. So I weave this into my work by looking at all of the puzzle pieces of a woman or a mother's life and how they are contributing to her current state of being. An example could be if I was working with a postpartum mother, I journey with her right back to her pregnancy, through her birth, and then on into her present day postpartum, so I can better understand how she has arrived in the space she is in and what is contributing to her being in need of my support.
And how many mothers do you see in your journey that, you know, do you see a difference between the mothers that use a doula and those that don't? I mean, what are the key sort of benefits through that journey and presumably postpartum that you see in terms of the mums and the families that do engage with a doula?
Yeah, that's huge. There is such a massive difference between mothers who have used a doula and just to say mothers who have used a doula that has been right for them. So women arriving in postpartum with a doula are much more supported and understanding of what they have been through. So a doula is a person who is able to be a consistent form of support, be that go-to throughout the entire journey that she is with working with a woman. And that's in the way of, you know, being on call, talking to her on the phone, answering text messages. There's just that continued reliable support. And through that comes validation and confidence that an expecting mother is able to have of what's happening and what she can expect and how she can be prepared. The difference with someone arriving in postpartum who hasn't had a doula is confusion around what they might have experienced in their birth. There might be a sense of grief as well with that confusion, and just a sense of being unable to trust the process that they've been through and what has happened to them. And also, you know, to their baby as well, how their baby was brought into the world. Mm-hmm. You lose yourself so much in pregnancy and birth, and there's just so much changing around you that the doula kind of, in a way, can become an anchor for you to come back to over and over again. And that relationship continues to develop as well. The earlier you start working with them, the better. So it is nice to see more and more women sort of coming through into that postpartum space, just feeling quite empowered about what they've been through, even if it might have been a difficult birth or, you know, a hard pregnancy, because they have had that doula there with them. They've had some form of control with it all.
Interesting.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, and do you find that having a doula is better first time pregnancy, or is there value in having a doula if you're on your second or third or fourth or even fifth?
Yeah, there's definitely always having value. I think definitely first time, because there is just so much that is new, and it's nice to almost have a best friend in a way who is well versed and understanding of the medical world and birth knowledge that you can come to and you know, talk through things, have the conversations that you might not be able to have time to, or you might not feel comfortable to have with your maternity care provider, your mm-hmm. midwife, your obstetrician. You know, we're so, these appointments that we have can be so quick, and we sort of leave them feeling, you know, a little bit, oh, but I needed to talk about this, you know, or I thought about talking about this later on. So it's nice to have that doula to call up and say, hey, like, let's have this conversation now. To have a doula for the second, third, fourth birth is also a beautiful thing, because as well as providing those services, when it comes to being in the birth space, and we never know how birth is going to go, it's nice to know that there is someone there holding that space for you, you know, keeping the lights dimmed, making sure there's, you know, a bottle of water for you, for your husband. There's just so much more a doula does that we don't see. And I think that's just as powerful and just as important.
Absolutely.
In the way of support.
I like the keeping the lights down and the bottle of water there. This is great. It's getting better by the minute.
more often than not, we end up helping the husbands and the partners more than
no surprise.
The birthing mothers. So that's a whole nother podcast.
Oh, you mean, yeah, the real pregnant ones, the husbands, yeah. And I obviously you sound like a Kiwi, but you grew up in Hong Kong and you've lived all across the world and worked in, you know, various countries supporting women all over the world. You know, when we talked about it before in terms of the adoption of doulas, but, you know, in terms of just cultural difference and differences in, you know, birth practices, you know, how does, you know, what is that sort of, what is that, are there differences across the different countries in which you've worked in and the regions that you've worked in?
What I have witnessed is that the Western medical system, unfortunately, and usually overrides women's individual needs regardless of their culture and beliefs. So when it comes to being in hospitals, any sort of cultural foundation is kind of lost when it comes to birth. We are so lucky to be living in a world of modern life-saving medicine, but what we have lost is the trust and respect of our physiologic design and our human blueprint to birth our babies. Mm-hmm. So birth is not something to be feared or controlled, and we have lost our curiosity of birth. You know, we no longer celebrate it as a ceremony, which is what so many cultures used to and still try to do around the world. So particularly in the Western world, where, you know, is the majority of my work, where medical care is so accessible and familiar to us, we're so quick to place the efforts of, you know, our rite of passage, that is our pregnancy and birth, into the team that surrounds us, rather than reconnecting to our bodies or conditioning our minds, building our village and rebuilding that instinctual relationship we should have with the power of birth. So a big difference I have noticed is also the postpartum period. In the Western world, again, we outsource so much in the way of products we buy, services, phone apps to download. But if we were to look at cultures that are more traditional and connected to the innate ways of nurturing their newborns and their newborn mothers, such as co-sleeping, breastfeeding, baby carrying, 40 days of rest, it is a lot different. And postpartum recovery within certain cultures is slow. It's deep. Nourishing and restorative. And that has been lost for most of us in the Western world.
Oh, yeah, I was back to work before 40 days on my second son. So, and I was actually just recounting this story, ironically, just the other day, because I was talking, I remember when I had Olive, and I figured out the washing machine about 2 days after having her and back home, that the washing machine wasn't going to be big enough for all the clothes. So I was out buying another washing machine. And I remember the gentleman was an elderly Chinese man selling me the washing machine. And he was like, I said, I just had a baby. I've just got to buy a washing machine. And he said, why are you not at home? I said, what? And he goes, you're supposed to have like 40 days or something at home. I was like, in what world does that happen? But yeah. He was, you know, I mean, in his culture, it was, that was standard. Women have a baby and then you go home and you rest for 40 days. I mean,
yeah.
Anyone interested? I certainly am. I had my time again. That's fantastic. And I suppose I was just interested while you were talking there, Vanessa, around childbirth. And obviously the rate of cesareans are on the increase. How does the doula role, I mean, A, what are your thoughts on cesareans versus natural childbirth? And then B, how does a doula play a role in a cesarean birth?
Yeah, and we actually just had a huge article come out in the New Zealand Herald on Sunday about cesarean sections and how they are on the increase. And I believe 30% of women are having C-sections now. And my views, I have a newfound respect for C-sections. I have a 11-month-old and he came into the world by the sunroof. Mm-hmm. What I like to call the C-section birth. And I previously, you know, worked with women, supported women who had and were having C-section births before then. And I just, you know, there was no part of me that could completely understand what they were going through up until now, since I've been through it myself. And it is just such a powerful way of giving birth. And in this modern world that we live in some cases, it is the only way. And I think that really does need to be recognized and spoken about more. We've had those conversations that C-sections are the easy way out. You know, there's such a stigma about it and a divide. And that really does have to change because it is impacting women and their recovery and their mental health and acceptance around their birth experience if it has been a C-section. I could go off into a tangent.
Well, no, because it's interesting because, I mean, I tried with Olive for a natural birth, but I actually went backwards after being induced. So I had the choice. You know, my gorgeous obstetrician said, you have a choice. Oh, you can go home for 2 weeks and come back and see if anything naturally kicks off again. Otherwise, you can have a cesarean. And I had epilepsy anyway. So I was like, oh, we'll just have a cesarean, not really knowing what I was getting myself into. But I was remarkably kind of not impressed, that's not the word, but I was, you know, I was surprised at how much easier that it was, you know, post the cesarean to kind of heal and what have you, because, you know, the general conception at the time was that having a cesarean, we were kind of out for weeks and weeks and you'd be in pain, whereas I didn't experience any of that, and which is why on the second I volunteered to have a cesarean, again, because my epilepsy. But, you know, I do remember sitting in the mothers' groups and a lot of women had to have emergency C-sections and the, you know, the trauma that they went through by having to have this cesarean, or, you know, having hoped for a natural birth was huge. And, you know, their whole outlook on the childbirth, their experience was really negative. And I was like, my gosh, what a dark place to be in, given that you've just birthed a beautiful child. And presumably this is probably where a doula would have helped them, I presume, because it could have worked them through that feeling of disappointment in their journey.
Yeah, and just obviously on the postpartum side, just to have someone validate what you've been through in the way of saying, yes, you know, it was huge. It was a huge thing that you did, and unfortunately, you know, it didn't go the way you wanted it to. You know, having those conversations can make such a difference for women to just come to terms and to begin to accept their experience or their version of birth, which might have been completely different to what they'd planned for or dreamt of. So it all starts with the conversations. And a doula is also a great form of support in the way of they can refer you if you need more support to the right person to talk to, or if you need physical support in the way of a physio. You know, they're sort of that lamppost of pointing you in the right direction. And I see so many women sort of get on Google and do a search and get overwhelmed with who to reach out to or what to do. And then they get busy and they forget about it. And that's where they get so lost. And years later, they're still trying to heal. And this is usually on a very subconscious level as well. It's showing up in their parenting. It's showing up in their health. So a doula to be there postpartum is huge. Throughout pregnancy, working with a mother, it's just imperative that she has that prenatal education from a doula, but also is encouraged to really understand the physiology of birth, you know, what our bodies are designed to do, what they're capable of doing, and just being able to build trust in her body, that it will guide her through birth. And if birth doesn't go as intended, knowing that with the right support on the other side, her body knows how to heal as well.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because we usually refer to that postpartum period as that the fourth trimester. How long do you usually work with a new mum post in that postpartum phase? Is that a couple of months or longer than that?
Yeah, it is. It's dependent on their birth. And usually I don't start seeing mums until around 3 months, because that's when the fog's kind of lifting. Even 6 months, you know, they're kind of coming back into the world and feeling a bit more confident with their sense of routine. I don't think routine's the right word to use with newborns, but, you know, they're kind of starting to find the time where they want to give back to themselves or just, you know, mm-hmm. climb up out of it all. And I've worked with women in their 50s and their 60s. You know, postpartum is who we are. It doesn't leave us once we've given birth. And I have women who are realizing that they never got a chance to talk about their births or their impacts of their birth on their physical well-being is manifesting in the way of symptoms or illnesses. You know, we look at bowel and bladder incontinence, all of those things can be tied back to just not being able to heal, to recover, to talk about our births, to be, again, validated for our experiences. So mm-hmm. yeah, anywhere from 6 weeks postpartum right up into 50s, 60s. I've seen some wonderful grandmothers who have lived some amazing lives, and, wow. and that's that one piece that they are still needing closure with.
Amazing. And is there any connection between the benefits and, you know, the positive benefits to using a doula and, you know, any reduction in postpartum depression, which is obviously, you know, something now that we're talking more freely about? It used to be something we'd hide away. But is there any correlation or any, you know, science that talks to the benefits of having a doula on that condition?
Yeah, I believe there is. I can't spout off facts and percentages and things like that off the top of my head. But it is, again, using a doula is more and more women are coming out of that motherhood sort of journey with that constant support that they've been able to use as they need to. You know, they haven't been feeling as though they've done it on their own, which is one of the huge things that, you know, can almost lead many of us into feeling symptoms of postpartum depression. You know, it's to feel alone in what we're going through and to not know where to turn or who to speak to or what to do. So just having that one source of information, that one person, is just such a game changer for so many women. And even if a doula isn't appropriate for the specific type of support, you know, in the way of postpartum counseling or medical support, they are able to refer on or mm-hmm. to help resource that mother into getting what she needs rather than her just being lost in the system or down a Google hole. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it definitely makes a difference. It's like having your best friend next to you the entire way through, and you can talk to them, you can lean on them, you can call them. They can come and provide for you in the way of food, cooking, cleaning, nourishment, and that's what mothers need, and that's what doulas can give.
Fantastic. Well, if I ever fall pregnant again, I am absolutely engaging a doula. You might have to take a trip over to Australia. So, Vanessa, I suppose as we kind of wrap up today's discussion, which has been absolutely fascinating, I'm interested to know, you know, what advice would you give to expectant mothers who might be feeling anxious or a little uncertain around childbirth?
Do your research on physiological childbirth. I think build the confidence and trust in your body by learning to understand its capabilities and how we are naturally designed to birth. Dr. Sarah Buckley is amazing. I believe she's actually based in Australia now with her research on birth hormones, and she's got some great podcasts and books to check out. I do want to acknowledge those who may be unable to have a vaginal birth. You know, a C-section, whether elective or an emergency, is also a way of childbirth. And part of our birth preparation should also be to research and to develop an understanding of what a C-section is, so we can prepare ourselves for having the best postpartum recovery. And also to take a look at what your perceptions of childbirth, you know, where they might have come from. Have you watched movies or heard stories? You know, we develop this idea of childbirth based on what we have kind of picked up on along the way. You know, our mother might have told us about a birth, or, you know, we've heard a story from a friend, and that really does impact us, whether we believe it or not, or realize it or not, that is childbirth, and that is the way that it happens. And, you know, so really broaden your horizons with it. Listen to stories, listen to podcasts, you know, read the books, and it is all overwhelming. I can totally understand that. But the main thing is to listen to your body and to learn about your body and to know that you are more than capable of giving birth.
How fantastic. Well, that really is just so inspiring. And Vanessa, I'm fascinated to know what's next for you over there in New Zealand.
Yeah, I've since returned to work supporting women. So that's prenatally and postnatally. I'm doing that in person at the Auckland Physiotherapy Clinic and online as well. I'm not on call at the moment or for the foreseeable future, as it will be a little bit impossible to be with the little guy running around. So for the moment, I'm just sort of working clinic hours, consulting for prenatal and postpartum. But ultimately, it is my dream to open a space that serves as a hub for mothers to show up to, no matter, you know, what stage they are at on their journey, pregnancy, postpartum, trying to conceive. This would be a space where you grab a coffee, you can do some light retail shopping, you can go to a yoga class or a workshop, and then to also have wellness rooms where you can talk with a midwife or a counselor or see a physiotherapist. It would just all be for the mother. So that is the long-term dream, but definitely working towards that.
And I've got to ask the question, did you have a doula when you were pregnant?
I was very lucky. I had a backup doula, but my midwife was also a doula who trained and worked in Australia. So she was first and foremost my doula, which was great. And then, I also had a friend who was a backup doula who supported me as well. So yeah, I was very, very lucky.
Wonderful. Spoilt for choice. And Vanessa, final question, tell me, where can mums and expectant mums and family members of expectant mums, where can they find out more information about you and also other doula services?
Yeah. So we are, I'm on Instagram at Vanessa Werner Birth Care, and then my website is VanessaWernerBirthCare.com as well. I believe in New Zealand we have what is called a doula directory online. So for any expecting mothers in New Zealand, they can Google that. It'll come up with all of the doulas in your area. And you can reach out and connect with doulas who you feel you might want to help with your birth. I'm not sure in Australia if there is anything similar to that. But talk to your midwives, talk to your friends, and the best way really is the word of mouth with finding your people. So I would definitely start with a midwife if there's no directory of any sort, or even reach out to the mums groups. I know Facebook is abundant with mums groups now. So just asking if anyone's used a doula is a great first step.
Fantastic. Well, I can't thank you enough, Vanessa, for joining us today. And I know that you have to get back to your own little bub. So we really appreciate your time. And for anyone looking for extra help or some guidance around their childbirth journey, certainly feel free to track down Vanessa. Or we said, as you said, the doula diary. I mean, it's a fascinating concept. And like I said, one that I think I wish I'd known more about myself when I had my two children. I'm sure there's lots of mums at Little Oak that are probably feeling just the same way as me right now. But Vanessa, thank you so much again. And to everyone that's listening, thank you for your time. And as always, you can download this podcast from Spotify or your other favorite podcast platform. And as always, we'll have this on our website, www.thelittleoakcompany.com.